And when I talk about storytelling, it's not always just about the once upon a time. It's really about the framework that you use in order to connect with people. Because all of us have heard stories. All of us have told stories. And all good stories have really four main elements. So let me illustrate this for a second.
So what do we do when we feel buried by self-doubt and limiting beliefs? How do we create a life of passion and freedom, even when people are laughing in our face? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is TJ Bell, and this is Underground Reach. If you're ready to win, then you are in the right place. If you're tired of feeling stuck and you don't know what to do, then pay attention and listen, because it's time to break through. But don't get it twisted, we only practice what we preach. Each one, teach one, this is Underground Reach. Yo, man, what is going on? And welcome back to another motherfucking episode of the Underground Reach podcast, where you will learn how to smash those limiting beliefs so that you can find your passion and purpose. I'm your host, and my name is TJ Bell. All right, man, so... It took me like 10 fucking takes to do that, because I fucked myself over by last week, the last episode. I didn't do an intro like this. Also, if you noticed, the intro was a little bit different, because now I'm finally figuring out what the fuck this show was all about. You know what I mean? But anyways, that's for another episode. Today, we got my man Robert Kennedy III on the podcast talking all about storytelling. You know, the power of it, why it's important for business and sales, and basically how you can tie storytelling, you know, into any, basically any area of your life, you know what I mean? And use it for, you know, to become successful in other things, you know what I mean? Anyways, this is one of the most interesting interviews that I've actually had on the show. And, you know, the first 10 seconds of the interview, you'll understand why. But Robert, man, he's just an incredible dude. He just has that energy. You know what I mean? I loved interviewing him. I love talking with him, man. It was awesome. So anyways, I don't want to fucking bore you. If you're new here, I fucking appreciate you. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on whatever app you're listening to this on. Follow the show. And yeah, man, without further ado, let's get into the motherfucking interview. All right, man. My man, Robert Kennedy. How are you doing, man? Thank you for coming on the show.
Fantastic, man. Listen, here's what happens. Every time I get an engagement, every time I go on stage, I get an introduction and I do a little dance. There's music and stuff that's happening. So how about we do it like this? You introduce Robert Kennedy and I come in. So just say, hey, Robert Kennedy, and we'll do the intro. You ready?
Ready. Hey, Robert Kennedy.
Hey. Come on. Yeah. Come on with it. Music. All right, everybody, how you doing, man? Good to see you.
That's incredible, man. I love that. That was a first for this show. All right, man. Yeah. So, you know, like always, I like to get into, you know, the story, the backstory, and how you got into doing what you're doing. So, you know, let's tell the people, you know, who you are, what you do, and why you're so passionate about it.
Well, my name is Robert Kennedy III. RK3 is what the cool people call me. I've got two companies, Kinetic Communications and the Storytellers Growth Lab. The Kinetic Communications company is our corporate side of things, and we really work with leaders in their companies, helping them to deliver their messages, deliver critical messages with confidence. What does that look like? A lot of times that looks like workshops around storytelling, workshops, how to present with passion, how to have executive presence, and ultimately connect with your people and get them to move to action. So on the other side of the fence, we've got the Storytellers Growth Lab, and that is the arm of our business where we do a lot of coaching, online courses, and we really help small business owners figure out how to take their stories to the stage and on video so that they can generate more visibility and increase their income.
That is incredible, man. And, you know, as a podcaster myself, I know how important storytelling is, you know?
Yeah.
So for the people listening that, you know, may or may not know how important it is or actually how to do it effectively, you know, what kinds of things can we tie, you know, storytelling to, and what is it, you know, most important for?
Yeah. So, I mean, there are a lot of different pieces to that question. Number one way that I'd answer this is a lot of times when we hear the word storytelling, a lot of people immediately cringe because they're like, I'm not a good storyteller. I don't know how to tell good stories. And we think about storytelling as this once upon a time thing. And when I talk about storytelling, it's not always just about the once upon a time. It's really about the framework that you use in order to connect with people, because all of us have heard stories. All of us have told stories, and all good stories have really four main elements. So let me illustrate this for a second. There was this man and his wife, and they had a child, and they decided to send the child on a trip. And they put the child in the vehicle. They sent the child on this trip, and the vehicle got lost, and it ended up on this other area. And the vehicle was found by this family. They found the child in the vehicle, and they took the child. They sent him to school. After school, he played on the football team. Then he went to work for a newspaper. He found this lady there. They fell in love, and they lived happily ever after.
I love it, man.
Yeah. So you're like, okay, that's a cool story, but I want my money back. I mean, that was like $15.99, 3 hours of my life. And I don't know if I would tell that story to anybody. So what do we have to include in that? We got to include the stuff. Oh my gosh, the planet was exploding. So they had to send their kid somewhere. And then the kid was found in this cornfield by itself. And it was actually this spaceship. And the dad saw the kid raised his truck one day when he was changing his tire. And then he went to school, and then he went to work, and he fell in love with this lady. And all this time he's wrestling with these powers that he has. And then after a while, he finds out what his true purpose is. And as he finds out what his true purpose is, all of these villains begin to attack the city of Metropolis, and he saves the world time and time again. So now you're kind of like, oh yeah, all right, we got some crashes, we got some bangs, we got some stuff inside of that, right? So let's dig a little deeper on that. Let's double click on that a little bit. What is it that made one story better than the other?
One had a lot more detail in it than the other one. It was more exciting.
Yeah, one had more detail, but it's not just the detail. The word that we're looking for is conflict, right? Because humans, we love drama, right? We love drama, not because we're just crazy in that way, although some of us are. What happens is that we are humans, and we're constantly struggling with stuff every day. Our world isn't perfect. From the time that we were born, our world is broken, right? We're born and we have needs, and either we get that need or we don't get that need met, right? We're hungry, we're struggling with something, immediately we cry, "Wah!" and we get food, or maybe it takes a long time so we cry louder, right? So we're built from the very beginning to try to navigate struggle or challenge. And so when we hear a situation that doesn't have struggle or challenge or tension in it, we're like, whatever, man, that's not real.
So that relatability, right? Basically, then, right?
Exactly. That's right. So we discard stuff like that. So ultimately, stories have really four. Let me get my fingers right here. I held up three for those of you that are listening on the audio. I got my fingers messed up. All right. Stories have four really central elements to them, and it's context, what's happening in the world or in the situation, the characters, who it's happening to or who is experiencing it. A conflict, what's the big challenge? What's broken? What's messy? What's messed up? What needs to be fixed? And then finally, after that, every story, after you've got that conflict, people are kind of left hanging. They want to know what's next, how this thing was fixed. So you got to have a conclusion, right? And that conclusion is the end of the story. It's the happy ending. It's the sad ending. It's something that takes them from where that broken thing was to the next stage or the next space. And TV producers take advantage of this all the time, right? You think the story's done, and they have this little clip. Marvel does it at the end after the credits. Right? Yeah. There's this little clip. They're like, there's a little bit more trouble coming. There's something else, right? So that's what storytelling is, and that's why we use it, because it connects people. It makes things relatable. And people feel like, hey, I'm not the only one that's having trouble in this world.
Hell yeah, that is incredible, man. I love that. Holy crap, man. So now that we know what storytelling is and, you know, what goes into it, how can we use, you know, storytelling to grow, you know, either a business or a podcast or a YouTube, you know, just any type of, you know, business, you know, medium type of thing?
Yeah. So let's start with the part of that most people relate to, right? We talked about the trouble. We talked about the drama. We talked about the conflict. Let's talk about people's normal lives. How do people operate? People are on the internet and they're going around the internet and they're looking for stuff to click on, right? What is the most popular thing that people click on? It's something that we refer to as clickbait, right? Clickbaity articles, because there's a hook. There's something that there's a tension, there's a conflict, there's a drama right in that. People click on that type of stuff. So if we're thinking about our business, right? What is it that will allow me to connect to my audience? It's got to be the hook. What's that hook? And the hook essentially is a problem that your audience is experiencing. Let me give a clear example. I was sitting in my living room. I lived in the state of Massachusetts at the time. I'm sitting in my living room and my doorbell rings. I go to the window and I look out the window and there's this dude standing in the driveway and he's got this big square display board. So I open my door, I go out and he's like, "Hey, my name's Mark. I'm selling carpet in your neighborhood and I've got a lot of different types of carpet. I've got Berber, I've got Austin Power Shag, I've got High Pile, I've got Low Pile, I got Medium Pile, I got Gomer Pile, I got all these piles." And you didn't get that joke. That was like a 1945 joke. Sorry. All right. Anyway. Gomer Pile. There we go. All right. There we go. All right. Anyway. So he says, "All right, we got these swatches. You can kind of feel it." So I start feeling these different little pieces of carpet. And we go through this for about 2 minutes. And then after a while, I open my door to my house and I show him the inside. I say, "Oh, my house is hardwood. I don't need carpet." He says, oh, okay. All right. Thanks, man." And he walks down the street. And I'm like, okay, he came. He shared a product with me. And I'm going to use the word solution instead of product. But he shared a solution. But he was not clear on what my problem was or my challenge was. And he didn't even approach me with a potential challenge. Mm. How could this have gone differently? What if he came and said, "Hey, my name's Mark, and I was just across the street talking to your neighbor, Judy, and we were talking about her oil bill. And man, she's pissed about her oil. And I couldn't help notice that you have an oil tank out front of your house. How's your oil bill working for you?" And I would have been like, "Dude, my oil bill sucks, right? I don't like what I have to pay for my oil bill." And he would have said, "Yeah, I know, that's kind of tough right now." What if I told you there's something that I do to save like 30% on my oil bill every month? Would you be interested? I'd have been like, "Yeah, tell me about this oil bill saver thing," right? So then he could have been like, "Well, listen, when you open your door, I noticed that you had hardwood on the inside, and I've got hardwood in some areas of my house. But one of the things that we've done is we put area rugs on the hardwood in certain rooms, and that helps to insulate a little bit, right? And then in some rooms, we just straight up said, 'Hey, we're gonna forego the hardwood in a couple of the rooms, like bedrooms, and we're just gonna put carpet in these rooms.' And that saved us. You know, initially you have to pay a little bit to make the replacement, but over time that saved us so much money on our heating bill," right? You think he's now got a conversation happening with me? Because he didn't approach me with the product. He started out with the context, right? "I was just across the street. I've been in your neighborhood." And then he shared with me characters. "I was talking to Judy and Judy shared with me that there's a challenge that she's experiencing. I just wanted to know if you're experiencing that same challenge. How are you feeling about it?" So context, character, conflict. You got me, right? Now we got to fix this thing, right? What's the fix to that? Okay, then he shares with me a couple solutions. And he didn't say to me at all, or he wouldn't say to me at all, "Hey, I'm selling carpet. It's $500 per square foot. How about you take some?" He said, "Here are a couple of suggestions that I have. And oh, by the way, in my car, I just happen to have some of this stuff."
Hell yeah, man. That's awesome. I love it, man. So that's I guess that's a big sales tactic, right? That's incredible, man, to come with a solution rather than just saying, "Hey, this is what I got. You want to buy it?" Yeah, man. I love that. So whoever's listening, man, take notes. That's a big, big nugget right there, man.
Yeah.
I can't get over that. That was incredible, dude. So, you know, now that, you know, they know, the listeners know, you know, the importance of storytelling in business. They know what goes into it. You know, how can, you know, or what is your opinion or your thoughts on, you know, like how would you, you know, tie that into like a podcast or say like a YouTube channel, like more of like a social, you know what I mean? Rather than just a, like a product.
Right. Well, you do it all the time. So a lot of people say, I want to have a podcast. Why do you want to have a podcast? Because everybody has a podcast. I just want to have a podcast. I think I have a nice mic. I want to have a podcast. Right. So, but if you just have a podcast, how do you get people to listen? Right. So we've got to start asking, what is the challenge that our audience is facing? And how can we be correctors, solvers, solutions for that problem? So you're kind of like, okay, my audience is, or people that I typically hang out with they're small business owners. Maybe they work a 9-to-5 and they're trying to get their business off the ground. What are some of the questions that they have? They're like, okay, man, I don't know how to have a website. I don't know anything about getting a domain. I don't know anything about registering my company with the government. I don't know anything about taxes. So you're like, aha, my name's TJ Bell. I'm going to solve your problems. I'm going to interview people. I'm going to bring experts on that know the solutions to these problems. And therefore, by extension, can help you. So they're like, all right, cool. TJ's the man. Let's go listen to his show because he's got all these experts and we're going to get super knowledge. We don't have to go to college anymore, right? We can just go to listen to TJ's show. Right? So that's ultimately how you bring storytelling in. Figure out what the problem is that people have, connect with that problem, show them that you understand the problem, that you have an emotion around the problem, that you know what the problem's like. Maybe you've experienced it personally, and you might even have some of the same questions that they have. If you're able to start with that conflict, that tension in people's lives, then you can now begin to walk them towards a solution because they know that you understand the stuff that they care about.
Man, that is incredible, dude. And that's, you know, pretty much exactly what I did with my show. Like you said, you know, like instead of you know, me trying to be the expert, you know, obviously when I'm not, I'm the dude who goes out and finds the experts and brings them on, you know, to do exactly what we're doing here today. And, yeah, man, but, that's incredible, dude. And, man, I had a good question, but I keep losing it today.
That's all right.
So like, you know, what are three or like 1 to 3, you know, pieces of advice, you know, that you would give to somebody who, you know, wants to do the, like wants to get into the storytelling thing, but, you know, kind of just like, because for me, for example, I like to tell my story because I can only speak on my experience, right? And
and
it took, you know, a little bit of mentorship and kind of learning more about myself to be able to tell my story effectively. So for someone that's kind of in that same, you know, state of mind, trying to tell their story, but they think that their story's not good enough, it's not relatable enough, or it's not crazy enough or cool enough. You know what I mean? So like, what is 1 to 3, you know, pieces of advice you would give to that person?
Man, I love that because a lot of people don't share their stories because of what you're saying. They're like, I was born with 2 arms and 2 legs. I don't have drama in my life. There's nothing that people, my story is not box office, right? Nobody would pay to watch or listen to my story. Here's the thing. It doesn't have to be box office. A lot of people have challenges similar to what you've experienced, right? And if we think about the things in our lives that we've overcome, so let's think about some simple things. And when we think about overcoming, a lot of us are like we go to like the big things. Oh my gosh, what have I overcome? Well, maybe you've overcome not being able to ride a bicycle, and now you know how to do it, right? What else is there? Okay, maybe there is a test that you took in your life. Okay. Let's think about people that have specific professions or maybe have gone through certifications. Maybe you had to study for the PMP exam. Maybe you had to study for your real estate exam. Or how about this one? Maybe you had to study for your driver's license, right? And maybe in your process of studying for your driver's license, you found out that there was a way to do it considering a challenge that you had. Maybe you're dyslexic. Maybe you wear glasses. Maybe you don't hear so well. Maybe it takes you a little bit longer to process information. And so there are some specific tricks that you used to help you get past that situation. All of these are challenges that not only you have, but there are, doggone it, 7 billion plus people in this world. Somebody else is bound to have the challenge that you had or still have. And I guarantee you there's going to be more than one person, right? If you try to search on Facebook and you try to set up a Facebook ad and you put in problems, you put in challenges, you put in interests, you're going to find a bunch of people that have the same stuff that you do.
Absolutely.
And so our job now is to say, okay, I got stuff. And my stuff is not unique to me. It's stuff. It's stuff that happens to everybody, or it happens to a lot of people. And then all I need to do is figure out how to tell my stuff so that the people who are in my orbit, the people who are close enough, the people who are feeling my energy will be attracted to my story and therefore look to see how they can change their lives because I was courageous enough to tell my story.
Mm. That is incredible, man. I love that answer. And real quick, I just kind of want to, this was just a random question I thought of, just out of curiosity. How did you get into like storytelling and realizing the power of it and stuff like that?
Man, it was accidental. it wasn't like this morning I woke up and there, you know, the sky opened and the angels were like, oh, it wasn't anything like that. It was literally, I mean, I've had several businesses, man. I was a teacher for almost 10 years, and my first business was an online music promotions portal. And I had an internet radio station tied to it, but I was still teaching at the time. After that, I started to interview independent musicians and artists and found out that they didn't have websites. And so ding, 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 business idea, started building websites for independent musicians. After that, I dabbled in real estate, and then I started a company building online courses for corporations. And as I was doing that, the companies said to me, hey, can you not just build the courses? Can you teach us how to do it? And so I started to get hired to do that. And as I was doing that, I recognized that I wasn't just teaching them how to take PowerPoint and throw it up online. I was teaching them how to communicate their ideas, their lessons in a palatable way so that their employees would watch them, listen to them, and ultimately move to action because of them. And so as I was discovering that, and people began to, I began to incorporate my teaching background inside of that. And people began to say, hey, can you teach us more about how to speak, how to train? Can you teach us more about leadership? And all of those things started to kind of come together. And then ultimately at some point, I recognized that, wait a minute, what we're doing here is really telling people about stories inside of communication, right? And I knew that because one of the techniques that I would ask people about when they said, hey, can you build a course for us? I would ask them, hey, have you considered scenario-based learning? What is scenario-based learning? It's literally story-based learning. I don't know how old you are, but when I was a kid, they used to have these books called the Choose Your Own Adventure books, right?
I remember that.
And the book is like, you're coming to a fork in the road. If you want to go left, turn to page 95. If you want to go right, turn to page 103. And so you could read through this book and have like 49 different endings or different ways that you could do this. And so it's about helping create a connection and helping people make choices. So we would share with people, hey, if you use scenario or story-based learning, it really helps people to understand or to get the idea better because they're not just getting the information, they're applying themselves and experiences that they've had or can imagine to the information that you're trying to share.
Mm. Man, that is incredible, dude. All right, man. Damn. That is a lot. I'm definitely going to listen to this over after we're done recording here and take some notes, man. That's good right there, man. All right, man. But, you know, I want to be real respectful of your time and mine as well. So, you know, but before we, you know, end the call here, you know, where can people, you know, get connected with you or, you know, if there's anything you have going on that you want to promote, you know, where can we find that at?
I'm easy to find. You can just go to robertkennedy3.com or you can just check robertkennedy3, follow robertkennedy3 on all social platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Yeah, somebody has Robert Kennedy 3 on TikTok, but they're not real active. And so I got mad and I was trying to get TikTok to kick them off the platform, but it didn't work. So I'm real Robert Kennedy 3 on TikTok. We're just new on there, so we haven't posted a whole lot of stuff yet, but we're getting there. And if you want to get connected with me to learn more about storytelling as a whole, then you can just join me in the Storytellers Growth Lab on Facebook, and you can just go to storytellersgrowthlab.com.
Awesome, man. I'm definitely going to check that out because, yeah, I really want to learn more about the storytelling, man, because that's, you know, it's incredible, not just for, you know, business or like podcasts, but just to get your story across and like, you know, have people look at you in a different light. You know what I mean? Because I don't know, it's, I can't get the words out, man. It's a lot going on up there, but hey, man, you know, I appreciate you for getting on here and dropping all of this good knowledge, man. You know, thank you very much, man.
Appreciate you, brother. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yo, man. So that was the interview, man, with the man himself, Robert Kennedy III, a.k.a. RK3. That's pretty badass. But yeah, man, I hope you got some value out of that. I know for me, you know, doing the interview, it was entertaining, man, just to hear him talk and just how he talks and how he, you know, just how he is as a person, his energy. You know what I mean? It was a pretty incredible interview, man. So real quick, just to recap, man, the nuggets that I got from this interview, I'll just recap it for you. I think I might start doing this at the end of every episode. Let me know if you like that. Anyways, to recap, man, real quick, you know, the framework of, you know, telling a good story, you know, from what we got from the interview here today is basically just like make it relatable. You know what I mean? Because as humans, we can relate to conflict and shit like that. And so like just make it relatable, man. As long as you're telling a story that, you know, people can relate to in any fucking way, you know, it'll do good. Therefore, that being said, you know, your story too, like if you feel like your story is not good enough to be told or used in your marketing message or whatever it is, that's bullshit. Don't lie to yourself. Because I used to think the same thing, man. Honestly, I used to think my story was nothing. I always had that thought, like, there's always somebody out there that has it worse, you know, and that's true. But there's also a million other people out there who can relate to your exact story. You know what I mean? Because as unique we are as humans, you know, there's aspects of our lives and of our just being, you know what I mean, that people can really fucking relate to. And when people find that, they will latch onto you and they will ride with you through everything. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. And that's what I did here with my podcast, man. Like, you know, if you've been listening since the beginning, man, first of all, I appreciate you. But you'll realize like I've been just using my story the whole time, like telling my story, my life story and shit. You know what I mean? Like from drug addicted alcoholic to conversations with millionaires in the podcast description. That's my story. You know what I mean? And for me, that's the selling point of the show. You know what I mean? But anyways, man, thank you for fucking tuning in. I hope you got extreme value from this. I know I definitely did, man. Like always. But yeah, man, this was probably one of the most entertaining interviews that I've done on the podcast, man. But anyways, man, thank you very much for tuning in. Make sure you share this show with somebody who thinks their story is not worth being told. And let them know, let them help them smash that limiting belief, because that's bullshit, man. We all need to stop telling that story to ourselves, the story that we don't matter or that our shit's not good enough. You know what I mean? Because it's bullshit. But anyways, man, I will see you on the next one. Much love. Thank you for tuning in to the Underground Reach podcast at undergroundreach.com. Don't forget to share this with a like-minded friend and leave us a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts. My name is TJ Bell, and this is Underground Reach.